Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Hey, welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org, also 88.1 FM on the radio. You know, Control the Schnurman, we like to point that out too. So if you still have a radio and you have a dial, you just kind of go, you turn the dial actually physically with your fingers and get it to go to 88.1 FM and you can hear it on the radio. And there's
also do it on your, on your smartphone.
Your app. So right. There's a great app. It's WCWP Radio, and it's great for listening to all shows live. So there's a lot of different ways you can listen to Project Independence in You, and also all the programming on WCWP.org. So we've been talking with Nassau County Controller Jack Schnurman, and we're so happy to have you here and really giving us a great kind of like course on the role of the controller's office. And of course, you know, we're here on Zoom and not doing this live because we're in this kind of pandemic phase three. And what you were saying before break, and one of the things that we also realize that's happening with the town is just like with Sandy, you learn so many things from these crises and then you become a little bit more prepared. I don't know that anybody was ever truly 100% prepared for what happened, but a lot of the things that we've done at Project Independence to kind of connect with the seniors and continue our programming, expand our programming, make it all safe. We're going to carry through once we get back to, you know, people being able to gather live in the old fashioned way. But there's a lot of stuff that we changed and that we're doing now that we're going to be doing into the future. Have you all found that as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we're finding that there's a lot of things that are that we're going to change going forward, and things that will be done differently. And you know, the crisis, they say necessity is the mother of invention, right? And in crisis there is opportunity. So I think, you know, during this time, we've seen a variety of things that have pushed us forward, and obviously embracing technology, and even people who, you know, are not that technology savvy are embracing technology. I laugh and I think I've now been to several Zoom Seders over Passover. We hosted, you know, right. We were able to have more family than ever before at our Seders. And I'll confess that the first night it was a little bit of a failure. Didn't go that smooth, but you know what? The second night Seder, I think everybody who was there, and it was more, and was more than normal, because people wherever they were could, you know, we had people from North Carolina on the line, and from, you know, from Chicago on the line, and from New Jersey, and it was, and from LA. I think everybody had a great time, and everybody stayed longer than they otherwise would, because we all miss people too. So there are some silver linings like that and some opportunities like that. I've had the opportunity over Zoom to catch up with old college classmates that I haven't talked to in years. And, you know, I think we've all had those sorts of experiences. And so too in government is that opportunity present. You know, in government, we spend an awful lot of time in meetings. People spend an awful lot of time driving to those meetings, creates an awful lot of traffic, spends an awful lot of time. And I think now we know that there are certain meetings that work best in person. And yet there are certain meetings that we can do virtually over Zoom or whatever platform. And that saves time, and that saves money, and that saves gas, and that saves headaches. And that's a good, healthy thing as we move forward. I think, you know, we all wish that that people had the ability to be wherever they wanted to be, but we also are all enjoying a little less traffic on the roads right now. And I think we have the potential of some long-term reductions in traffic coming out of this time, which would be a positive, a little bit less of of a headache for all of us. So in the controller's office, we're embracing those technologies and looking for ways to save money using them. And that's central to our goal. So wherever we can find ways to save some money and save some time, we're here to recommend doing that.
I think the flip side of that is I agree completely that it's going to be here. There's no question about it. And the fact that people will work remote, I believe, will become a standard. Maybe not full time, but every other week or pick a number. But part of that is going to be that some of the side effects, if you will, is that less office space will be needed. People will not be going to a local restaurant as much near an office building. So there are other things that are going to impact the county, I would say, from an income point of view. And I don't know if it's possible to imagine all the possibilities and what the impact would be, but I suspect that there's a lot of thinking going on in the county. Sales tax revenues are probably going to go down no matter what, my opinion.
Absolutely. So let me start there. So the county's biggest source of revenue is sales tax, even bigger than property taxes. Sales tax accounts for about 40% of the county's budget. And sales tax in the last couple of years before this one was at really record high levels. And it was a key, if not the key ingredient in some of the financial progress the county has made in the last several years. We just finished our annual audit and we found that in 2019, the county was back in the black for the first time. County ran $145 million operating surplus, which is a big improvement. And not just an improvement because it's in the black, but because as recently as 2017, you saw deficits in, well over $100 million. But sales tax is economically sensitive. And it really just is a mirror image of the economy, right? It's the spending patterns of the economy most broadly. We just completed in my office a financial impact analysis of looking at sales tax analysis and how it's doing during COVID and 19. And that was a big part of planning for the immediate future, what comes next, what the revenue will mean for our county budget in the short term and over the course of the next couple of years. So we put together a range of potential impacts on county revenues with the goal of making sure that we can assure that essential government services will continue unimpeded and the quality of life can be best protected for our people both now and in the future. And these projections included in our fiscal analysis show potential low and high impact ranges based on a variety of factors that we're going to be continuing to monitor and reflect sort of the best information at the time. So here's what we found, and this gets to, what we're talking about, and I'll give you some of the real life examples in a moment. Under the current, as we're phasing in reopening the economy, the analysis indicates a potential sales tax loss of between 12.25 and 28%. That would cost the county $156 to $360 million during 2020. We have been trending towards a little over 20%, which is sort of just above the mid-range of the scenario. And obviously that blows a hole in the budget for 2020, no doubt about it, and really is a reflection of just what you said. Consumer spending is down in all the different categories and subcategories, everything from restaurants to automobile dealerships to malls and shopping and gas as well. All of that, being, of course, down. It all amounts to an unprecedented gut punch for our economy, for our economy and for our county government. Like I said, that comes on the heels of things being in a good place beforehand. So if you look at you know, where we're at and what that means. And, you know, you see restaurants having been shut down and just less spending overall. The question, as you raise, is, so what happens in the future? And we're going to keep modeling using this this tool to sort of project where we are and how the different, you know, 27 retail trade subsectors are going to do and where they're at and how it all works. But long story short, as you might imagine, there's certainly some threats to our economy here, but probably also, just like we were talking about earlier with technology, some opportunities. Here's what I mean. So let's take office space, for example, that we were just talking about. Certainly, certain kinds of office space are potentially, not as critical right now. However, folks in New York City and in sort of the big buildings may be looking for satellite offices to space out their workforce better. So there's the possibility that the office space that some of our firms may not need here on Long Island as much could be needed by New York City. We have to see how that all settles out over a period of time. There will be some natural movement, and some of it is predictable and some too early to predict. There's some discussion of, you know, the housing market being strong because there's folks who are looking to move from New York City out to the suburbs right now. And now's a great time for, you know, sort of that suburban lifestyle, and people value the space in their home. So that presents an opportunity as we go forward. So hopefully, the opportunities will step in and account for the threats. Here in the comptroller's office, we'll be running the numbers on it as best we can and putting out the best data and information that we can so that everybody has access to it and can make good decisions and make sure that we're in as strong a position as we can possibly be as a county. And, you know, I would just point out there's a variety of different things that we have looked at over a period of years. Some recommendations that we've made in order to do things like keep our young people here sort of constantly update our competitiveness as a suburb so that we can remain strong going forward. And I think we're in the process now of taking a second look at those recommendations. And what we're coming up with is a lot of them we see, yep, these were right on, and we need to, you know, look at doing these things on an expedited basis during the crisis in order to make sure that our economy can recover as quickly and as fully as possible.
Well, you know, less office space could lead to maybe people doing a little more construction. I get the high sign, a little more construction as far as affordable homes go. And also, I think there'll be less of a need for creating new malls. So maybe...
Well, you know what, Otto, we'll get back to that point, but we do have to take a short break. We've been speaking with Nassau County Comptroller Jack Schnurman, and we will be back in just a moment.